Hello, welcome to the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, special edition. I'm working hard, everyone, for the fifth season, okay? We'll be back, okay? I think about maybe sometime next week or the week, not next Monday, but the following Monday, we'll be back, okay? If not, it'll definitely be the 17th, okay? So I've been going through a lot and everything, and other people that I thought was out my life keep coming back in my life. And it seems like the devil is just trying to destroy me, you know. Good job, but he's sending people at my job trying to mess with my mind and everything. So I ask my viewers, my listeners, pray for me, okay? Pray for Corey Whitlock, because the enemy is mad. He's mad because what Jesus is doing for me. And I hope that my show lifts a lot of people up. Right? There's going to be people that you work with. There's going to be people you work with. It's not going to be your friend. They're going to talk about you behind your back and smile on your face. You know? And think they all cute and everything. They the big jerk on the block. The jerk on the block. You know? But the it's just like you going to the lion. I'm a scarecrow, and that person is a donkey. And then the donkey saying the grass is green. It's blue. Really, the grass is green. You know? You heard this saying before, right? If you have Instagram, you probably listen to some of the things they have on Instagram. I'm sure some of y'all do watch some of the videos. But anyway, the donkey says the grass is blue. And the scarecrow said the grass is green. So they all went to the lion. And the donkey said, he don't believe me. The grass is blue. And the lion said, okay, donkey, the grass is blue. And he told the lion that I want the scarecrow be punished. And the lion says, okay. So the lion, thank you. That's the donkey said. And he went on his way. And the scarecrow accept his punishment. But he asked the lion one question. Why do you agree with him the grass is blue? And the lion says, it wasn't matter if the grass was blue or green. If there's some people, no matter how much evidence, their ego, their reputation, and their whatever they got, no matter how much evidence you prove to them or whatever you prove to them, they just not going to believe you. And for the person like you with a high score and a very intelligent person should not sit there and argue with the donkey, you know? So that's what some people do. You know the grass is green, but you're going to sit there and argue with the person, knowing that you're never going to change that person's opinion about you. But anyway, this ain't what I came on the air for the special edition for. I'm doing well, everything. I had to go through some things when I got back from my trip and all. And my family helped me take care of it and all. It's all ready. So I'll say sometime next week, maybe the 3rd or not the 3rd, maybe next Monday, I will be back on the air. I'm trying to get a new microphone and I'm trying to get a voice over introduction. That way the show will sound more better and get a cover art. All this is going to take money. So that's why it's taking so long. But I'm going on the air. With or without it. I miss my audience. I miss doing my show. I miss y'all guys. I got to get back on the air. Because they say Joe Biden fell at the Air Force ceremony yesterday. Sometime this week, yesterday, whatever he fell. And then they making a big deal, especially Fox News, making a big deal out of this because Joe Biden fell. And now they talking about his age. Anything to get a good president and a good person out of office. You want to pick a bad, evil, crazy, unstable, pink skin in office. And after 4 years, what he did, you want to pick him in office. And they said the phones were off the hook when Joe Biden fell. He just fell. No. I mean, the guy is old, you know. I give my salute to him. He could be sitting around saying, hell with it. I don't want to be no damn president. Hell with this country, you know. But he putting all his heart in it. And he trying his best. I mean, he's not. I don't know. I don't know the things that he was doing. And everything, you know. I haven't been following Joe Biden. But anybody follow Joe Biden, please hit me up on YouTube. Okay? Let me know if he's doing a good job, middle job, or great job. Okay? Because I remember 4 years ago, we had the worst president ever. The worst president ever. And then all these people going to call the Democrats, blowing their phones off the hook. Just because one little Democrat who's real old fell. You can go back years and see a couple presidents falling off of Air Force One, getting on Air Force One. I think Obama fell once. I think Trump fell once. You know? He fell a couple times. Somebody dropped him in the Grand Canyon. He busts his head so open. You know? He never coming back from reality. And you talk about Joe Biden fall. Wow. Come on, people. You know, you fall. But we had a president that was in a wheelchair. He was president. He had some kind of disease. Back in the, 40s? What do you know? Truman? Truman? Whatever his name was. Remember that? Reason I don't remember, because I know he probably didn't really like black people that much. He probably was prejudiced too. It went into the 60s was going out when they finally realized that they had to let black people be free. No. Because if Russia was going to fuck us up, black people was going to tear this country up in the 60s. No. Kill JFK, then you go kill Martin Luther King. Come on, man. Get real. Get real, Republicans. Republican supporters. Okay? Hey, Fox News. You're not the greatest news of all. Just because you got two black people on your show. Too late, too little. Okay? Too late, too little. We don't want Trump as president. I mean, get us a decent Republican. Okay? Even though they're going to raise prices and do other things and all. But Donald Trump? No, man. Come on. We like somebody else. Y'all haven't learned your lesson yet, did you? You put this man in office. I'm warning you. Put this man in office. You ain't gonna like what you see. Okay? Just remember the last 4 years. What happened in Charlottesville about some stupid, dumb trophy or statue. A woman got killed in Virginia just for some stupid statue. Dumb statue that they want to take down. He had all these rednecks, prejudiced people. January the 6th or the 20th, one of those days, when Donald Trump supporters embarrassed the whole doggone country. Don't you remember that? I think that's the worst, one of the worst times in American history. Terrorists, white terrorists invade the armed capable. That's all they was, terrorists. No way of accepting it. Invade the capital, embarrassing us on national TV, international TV. And you worry about stupid fall. And it was Donald Trump's fault. He told those people to invade the Capitol so he can overturn the election. Come on. People think. Y'all gotta think, man. Y'all people gotta wake up, okay? You got to wake up. Alright. Enough talking. I'll see you soon. This is the Corey Willock Podcast and Radio Show. Signing off. Live long and prosper, and may the force be with you. And God bless the United States Republicans and their supporters. Amen. Goodbye.